Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Church Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne Splon and today is Saturday, December 25th. On behalf of our church staff, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Wherever it is that you are today with family celebrating, this is indeed a special day for us to focus our hearts and our minds together on all that God has given us in Jesus Christ. Our scripture passages for today come from Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 14 through 26, and Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 40. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. For thus says the Lord, David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel, and the Levitical priest shall never lack a man in my presence to offer burnt offerings, to burn grain offerings, and to make sacrifices forever. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, if you can break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that day and night will not come at their appointed time, then also my covenant with David my servant may be broken, so that he shall not have a son to reign on his throne, and my covenant with the Levitical priests my ministers. As the hosts of heaven cannot be numbered, and the sands of the sea cannot be measured, so I will multiply the offspring of David my servant, and the Levitical priests who minister to me. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Have you not observed that these people are saying, the Lord has rejected the two clans that he chose? Thus they have despised my people, so that they are no longer a nation in their sight. Thus says the Lord, if I have not established my covenant with day and night and the fixed order of heaven and earth, then I will reject the offspring of Jacob and David my servant, and will not choose one of his offspring to rule over the offspring of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will restore their fortunes and will have mercy on them. And then from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning in verse 22. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword shall pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong and filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. Jeremiah chapter 33, verses 17 through 26 is filled with language that draws from the many saving acts of God in the Old Testament to describe a day in the future when one person would fulfill the longings and expectations of God's people. Jeremiah describes this righteous branch from the house of David as a king who will execute justice and righteousness in the land. In addition to fulfilling the Davidic expectation of being a righteous king, this righteous branch will also be a priest who will offer sacrifices to the Lord on behalf of the people. He will be the one descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and be the source of blessing to a multitude of people more numerous than the stars in the heavens or the grains of sand in the sea. According to Jeremiah, judgment will not be the last word for the people received from the Lord. Instead, the Lord promises to restore their fortunes and have mercy on them through the righteous branch in the house of David. Anna and Simeon have spent their lives longing to see the fulfillment of such messianic expectations. Both are advanced in years and likely have seasons in which they wonder if the Messiah will come before they depart the earth. Then one day it happens. Mary and Joseph bring their baby boy to the temple to present him to the Lord in accordance with the law of Moses, and the Lord reveals to Simeon and Anna that this boy is the one for whom they have been waiting. He will be a light to the Gentiles and for the people of Israel. As the Christmas carol, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," puts it, in Jesus Christ, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in Jesus Christ. As you celebrate Christmas, don't lose sight of the true significance of all that we have been given in Jesus. He is the true and better King from the house of David who rules in justice and righteousness. He is the true and better priest who offered himself as the once-for-all sacrifice for our sins so that we might be reconciled to God. He is the faithful offspring of Abraham through whom we have been adopted into God's family. Let us join Anna and Simeon in praising God for allowing our eyes to see the birth of our long-awaited Savior. I invite you to pray with me. Lord, in this season of Christmas, we thank you for the gift that you have given us in Jesus. Even today as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, likely with our friends and our family, and there's gifts and there's things around, Lord, help us to fix our hearts and our minds most fully on the most valuable gift that you have given us in Jesus. We offer this prayer in his name. Amen.